Thank you for having the courage to step into the shadows with us. It's an honor to be your guide through the darkness, where every whisper and shadow holds a chilling story. If spine-tingling tales are what you crave, there's a world of terror waiting for you. Simply search for Scare Street on your favorite audiobook platform and let us lead you deeper into the unknown. Let the nightmares begin. Devil's Ship. Devil's Ship Series, Book 1. Written by David Longhorn. Narrated by Tom Bowers. Prologue. Full Moon.
They hang a monkey?
Randy Hobart groaned. If there was one thing guaranteed to get Chelsea going, it was animal cruelty of any kind. She had already complained, long and loud, that their hotel offered no vegan option for breakfast. After breakfast, they had gone for a stroll, and Chelsea had insisted on trying to liberate a miserable-looking donkey that was tethered outside a shanty. The donkey had tried to bite her, and its owner had threatened to call the police. Now she was making a fuss about some festival. "Honey," Randy said, trying to be diplomatic. "They don't hang a real monkey, obviously. It's a fake monkey, made of cardboard and stuff, and they carry it down to the beach and hang it up like a kind of piñata. You don't object to bashing a piñata shaped like an animal of some kind, right? Right?" Faced with this logic, Chelsea crossed her arms and looked huffy. Randy sighed and wondered how he could placate her. Looking out at the Caribbean, he saw a huge full moon rising, just clearing the horizon. The view from Port Louis was splendid, and the brightly dressed crowds of locals were cheerful and friendly. Drink was flowing in abundance. Hundreds of tourists were filming on their phones, taking selfies. A few were even taking part in the dancing, but it looked very much as if Mrs. Hobart's little boy was not going to enjoy the festival.
"That's still disgusting," Chelsea said finally. "I'm as sensitive to local folk traditions as anyone, but cruelty to animals is wrong, even if it's symbolic. Especially monkeys, they're almost people."
"It is not a real monkey, mademoiselle," said a dignified old lady in a red floral dress who broke away from a passing group to stand facing the tourists. Randy smiled uncertainly at her, wondering if she had taken offense. "It was un petit diable that they hanged, Captain Lemaitre's demon. Tonight we defy him to keep the devil's ship away. There is no harm, only happiness."
Chelsea looked startled and confused.
I'm sorry," she said, finally. "It's just not my kind of thing."
"Good triumphs over evil, yes?" said the old lady, smiling. "That is everyone's thing, n'est pas?"
Without another word, Chelsea grabbed her boyfriend's arm and marched Randy away, off the crowded main street. Randy looked back at the elderly woman, tried to signal an apology for his girlfriend's rudeness, but the lady was already lost in the dancing, singing revelers. The sound of drums beat out a cheerful, insistent rhythm, and behind them, the subtler sound of a steel band could be heard. Above the crowd, Randy could just make out a tiny, child-sized figure, limbs waving crazily. It was some kind of simian marionette. He also heard the odd chorus of a song, like an old-time sea shanty. It reminded him of pirates. He could just